nightly homework projects. He was surprisingly particular about things like penmanship, format, and memorization. These special moments would inevitably shape Rob's love for learning. Jackie broached the subject of private school for Rob, but Skeet was resistant to the idea. In August 1987, Skeet's association with the local drug trade finally caught up with him. He was arrested for the murder of two young women who lived in the same apartment building as him on Chestnut Street. Chapter 2. The crime that Skeet was accused of was a capital offense and would require representation by a good lawyer. Their best option was to get a public defender and hope that the lawyer they were assigned was dedicated to the client and the task. The women who had been murdered were sisters, Charlene and Estella Moore. The lone survivor capable of giving witness was Georgiana Broadway, and she was the one to identify Skeet as the murderer. The crime had been drug-related as the Moore sisters, as well as Georgiana, had participated in a night of cocaine and alcohol prior to the murder. The police had been informed that the supposed suspect was living next door to the Moore sisters in apartment 2D, Skeet's apartment. The search of 2D exposed an apartment that was